You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that, from a beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. I am so grateful. I am so thankful for all of you who are listening today, because I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the insight, and the revelation that you need to shift and change your life. And I'm going to say to you, I believe that your life will never be the same again. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you are making a decision to create and to experience a great day. It is simply beautiful here in Atlanta. Fall is slowly approaching, but it still feels like summertime here. The sun is shining. I had a great walk this morning. So it is so beautiful, and I am so grateful. Well, we're going to be talking about money today. My very special guest is Mr. Ken Foster, and we're going to be talking about soul and money, how to begin to increase your awareness, energy, receptivity, and cash flowing into your life. We're going to talk about how can you stop chasing money and just begin to attract it, and some strategies to really bring wealth into your life. And as most of you know, money, honey, was one area that I struggled with it for years. But when I aligned myself to what God's plan was for me and for you, money began to come to me. So we're going to be talking about that. Well, you know, I recently got back from Hartford, Connecticut. And wow, I had a wonderful time. Want to send out a special shout out to Michael. Hey, Michael. And Michael is one of my faithful listeners who invited me to come and speak to his organization. And I trained the entire day. It was a customized training from 9 to 3. It was so wonderful. I trained psychologists, counselors, people in the social services field, social workers, and it was amazing. And all of the participants said that they had never experienced anything like it. And then to top it off, I met one of my listeners I had put on Facebook. By the way, if you're not following me on Facebook, you need to, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. But she saw that I had put on Facebook that I was in Hartford, and she said, I live in Hartford. So I met her in person, and she was screaming and excited to meet me. And I was so enriched by that experience. So if you are planning a big retreat, a women's conference, if you are on the committee of a conference, or you need customized leadership training, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, you can go to my about page to look at all of my clients, which includes Delta Airlines, Lockheed Martin, etc. So check that out. Additionally, while you're on my page, you know I'm currently coaching clients on 5 continents, and we make it work, and their lives are shifting and changing. And all I'm going to say is I believe that nobody really makes it without a mentor or a coach. I have 2 coaches, one in Africa, Bishop Victor Uzosiki, and of course, my other mentor and coach is James Powers. And I work with them usually once or twice a month so that they could help to bring more clarity, insight, alignment. You know, the Bible says two are better than one. So check that out. And also, while you're on that page, of course, if this show, I'm going to change that. That if from I know this show is nourishing your soul and your spirit, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a donation, so you can just click that donate button, and I'm thanking you in advance. So let's see. So we're going to be talking about money today. And interestingly enough, all of you have heard my story about money, how I filed bankruptcy twice. And you know, I know that there are different methods and techniques and ways that you can align. But I believe that money is like the number one issue where people write into me and say, how can I shift and change that? And Ken is going to share some stuff with us. But I want to say to you that for me, the way that I began to shift my consciousness or to shift my beliefs was to just focus in on money, because I knew that there was an issue. So what I did was I went to the Bible and I began to focus in on what God said about money, and I began to think about that, consider that, meditate on that, pray on that, put my attention on that. And then I found one affirmation CD that I would listen to on wealth and money and success. And so listen to means I would listen, I would say it, I would think about it, I would listen, I would write it down, I would say it, I would consider it, I would begin to see myself and feel myself in those places of wealth. And so you just don't listen to an affirmation CD on wealth and abundance. It has to permeate your being. It has to impact and shift your subconscious. How do you do that? I believe to meditate. And some people say that it's silence, and it can be that. But for me, it was considering, thinking, feeling, and seeing. And I stayed with that year after year, just believing, and then the shifts began to come. It doesn't have to take a year. It didn't take me a year, but I think that possibly from some of the emails that I'm receiving, so many of you are really trying to do so many things. And the interesting thing is, when you shift in one area, it begins to radically impact another area. And so that's just my tip for what worked for me. I believe that everybody has their own pathway, and that during this time that the Spirit is really accelerating insight and revelation and a shifting of our consciousness, but you really have to repeat it over and over again and just stay with it. And then one day, something will change. You will have more money. Doors will be open for you. Opportunities will begin to occur in your life. So just begin to do that. And as I said earlier, I believe that too many people are overwhelmed with too much. Let's start with this one area. Let's stay with it and watch for manifestations to come. Speaking of manifestations, really quickly, have you had manifestations in your life from listening to this show? Have you used the law of attraction to really attract and manifest some powerful things? I would like to have you as a guest on my show. So email me. It'll just be a 10-minute response where you can share with the world how the law of attraction has been working for you. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I am excited about that. Well, we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I want you to repeat my new mantra, my new declaration with me as we go to these commercials, and just say with me, 2016 is the best year of my life. And let's say this, everybody, today is the best day of my life.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back and I'm really excited about my guest today, and I'm going to read his short bio because he deserves it. Ken Foster is a best-selling author, international speaker, and a money strategist. He's one of the country's leading figures in the science of business and consciousness, and over the past 21 years, Ken has worked with thousands of clients who have increased their awareness, changed viewpoints, and have transcended their limitations around money, relationships, business, and communication. He is a master at guiding clients to find the deep answers to their greatest challenges and showing them how to receive peace. We all need that, don't we? Prosperity, joy, fulfillment, and lots of money. His energy, power, and awareness of how to tap into the superconscious mind of spirit will inspire you to achieve at higher levels by aligning your soul power to your soulful dreams, and as a result you'll be living a more abundant life. So today we're going to be talking about soul and money, how to increase your awareness, energy, receptivity, and cash flow flowing into your life. So Ken Foster, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you so much for having me today, and I just love your work. I love the introduction. You did a really beautiful job there. And you know, for our listeners today, you know, one thing we won't be doing, we won't be preaching to you, but what we will be doing, we'll be talking about some scientific principles, right? When applied on a consistent basis, we'll actually generate money for you in your life on a consistent basis. How cool is that?
That's really cool, Ken. And you know, the number one question that I get from all over the world is, how can I attract more money? And so that's why when I received a email from your PR person, I'm like, I've got to have this man on my show. So I was sort of like hunting you down like a hound dog. My father used to say that whatever a hound dog does, but once I read your info, I'm like, this man is really attracting money from the inside out. So let's get started. So tell us how you came to understand how money works and just a little bit about your story.
Sure, absolutely. And, okay. And by the way, it wasn't a pretty thing learning how money works for people.
It never is.
I started out as an entrepreneur right out of college. I opened some waterbed stores and made my first million. And then competition came in, and I didn't know much about competition. All of a sudden that money went away really quick. And I had early in my 20s, I ended up filing my first bankruptcy. And so I thought, well, I don't know. I guess I didn't know what I thought I knew. And I thought I better learn about money. So I started a manufacturing company, and then I sold that to my brother. And then I went on to go into real estate. I thought, well, I'll make money in real estate. And I did. I did pretty well in real estate. And but then when the depressions hit, or recessions, right? And it was time for me to figure out how to increase cash flow. So I became a stockbroker, security principal, and arbitrator for the National Association of Security Dealers. And I was in that industry for about 12 years before I left. Right before I left, I started from scratch an organization that ran about $200 million in sales in our second year. And but I got the top of that, and guess what? Guess what?
What?
I was spending every dime I made. I had no money in the bank. I was really broke, even though I was making everybody else a lot of money. And I thought, man, there is something wrong here.
I can tell. Well, I can relate to that.
Can you relate to that? So I took another couple of years off. But this time I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to find out how money works. I'm going to find out what it is I need to understand about the principles of money. And I thought, man, I'll take some couple time years off and figure this out. Well, in that two-year period, I also didn't earn any money. So guess what? I had to file a second bankruptcy in my early 40s. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. I guess I got to learn this. This is, you know, and a funny thing happened around that time. I went to a church, and they had a couple people on stage, and they were they had a biblical quote they were quoting that said something about, you will understand your life purpose and your passion, and we're going to help you do that. And anyway, they ended up having us write on these little white rocks, and they took us into a guided meditation. And at the end, we were to write our spiritual teacher and also our life purpose. And my spiritual teacher, I wrote the words, and this is important to where we're going today. I wrote the words Shankara. I'd never heard Shankara in my life. I'm not Indian. I don't know anything about Indians or yogis or anything at the time. And on the other side, I wrote abundant teacher. And at the time, I was, like I just mentioned, broke in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, but that started me on a new course. And what happened then is I came to work for, I won't go into a lot of my story, but I'm gonna finish this quick because we only have a little here. I did go to work for Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Robbins, Tony and I, he asked me to come to his office one day. And I looked in his office at his bookshelf before he got there. I was waiting for him. And I noticed he had a lot of books up there about wealth and building wealth and finance and all that. But he also had a whole series of books, and they were written by a guy by the name of Paramahansa Yogananda. And I thought, that's interesting. Tony learns from these Indian people. I need to figure out what that is. So I picked up that book, one of his books. It was called Autobiography of a Yogi. And it was very interesting because I started to learn spiritual principles that were connected to personal development principles and also to scientific principles. And that was the change for me. And here's the point of this story. What I found out is this, through my path, that when you combine the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious methods, success is certain around money. And, you know, some of you are hearing this. We're going to go into deeper parts of this.
Right.
But listen, you get, you know, for me, I had to try again no matter how many times I failed, right? And some people are out there going, oh, not something else to learn. When you learn what we're going to talk about today, you're going to take your life to a completely new level. It's just that simple.
Well, so when you say, and I know what you mean, but when you say the subconscious and the superconscious, explain to listeners, what is the superconscious? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'll Albert Einstein describe it. You know, he gave us this quote. He said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. Hmm. Everything else is details.
Wow.
So he tuned in to the superconscious mind, and he did it. He did it the way that I've done it, and he did it. He was a great meditator and a contemplator, right? So he would meditate, he would contemplate. You know, meditation, and you know, Leonardo da Vinci was a great meditator too. He said stillness or isolation is the price of greatness. Almost all the masters will tell you, anybody that's created a lot of wealth, we must quiet our minds. We must go into stillness. We must go to a place within our own self that we calm the mind. We calm all the thoughts. We calm all the emotions. We get to that place where we realize that we're not the roles we play in life. We're not the mom, the dad, the father. You know, we're not our things. We're not even our thoughts. We have thoughts. We collect thoughts, but those thoughts aren't the essence of us, right? And there's another part. We're really not these bodies either. Okay. When you know, I've been a meditator for a couple decades, and I realize when I go into higher states of consciousness, the body's just, you know, I'm glad I have one, but that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is a part for us that we must learn how to still our mind, because what happens if we don't?
My mind is all over the place, and it just begins to think. It's undisciplined, and it begins to think whatever it wants to think. And sometimes I have to arrest my thoughts and say, stop it. Not today.
Think about what happens when we're in a difficult challenge and we don't have a controlled mind. Okay. So what happens then is we tune into negative thoughts, right? And by the way, you know, I've learned, and I think someday the whole world will learn, that thoughts are not individual, they're universal. We tune into thoughts, or we collect thoughts. So if you think, oh my gosh, I don't have any money, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. You start collecting those thoughts that are in the ether. You can walk down the street and you might tune into somebody else's thoughts. We're all empathic. We all have ability to tune into other places and people. Have you ever walked into a room, Constance, and you felt the energy? It was like really positive or really negative?
For sure.
Right. We're all empathic. So, you know, we're tuning into other people's thinking and other people's ways of being. And if that's you, then we have to really watch that. The Princeton University, alumni, professors, did a study. And they studied people that had been in generational poverty for many years, and people that had been in transitory poverty, where they had made a lot of money, but they transitioned into poverty, okay? What they found is those people that transitioned into poverty is that they lost 14 percentage points on average. Some of them lost a lot more of their IQ score when they fell into the poverty gap, right?
Wow.
They found that they exhibited the same behaviors as somebody that had been in generational poverty. Okay, they're chasing money. They're stressed out. They're anxious. They're in anxiety, and you know, from a DNA level in the science of neuroplasticity, they've been able to, you know, look under the electron microscopes and see a cell. What happens to a cell when we put it, when the person starts thinking negatively, right? The cell, the DNA actually changes shape. It gets smaller and tighter. And if you put more and more pressure on that cell, you can actually see those cells pop in our brain. So, you know, when we're under stress, that's not where we want to be. We want to be the opposite. We want to be in the superconscious mind, right? So, and we want to, how do we get there? I just mentioned one way is to still your thoughts and mind. Everybody can't do that. You know, that takes discipline. So what if you can't still your mind? What now? Well, one of the ways you can do it is you can become mindful. We can become more mindful of what we're doing. Right now, our audience, if you were to take your hands and put your palms together, and then you take one of your hands and gently slide it down your hand at very, very, it's slower than you've ever slid your hand before.
I'm doing it right now.
Slide it down, slide it down, slide it down, slide it down. You start to become feeling, you tune into the feeling of it. You start to become mindful of where you are in this moment. You start to become very present in this moment. And as you take a few deep breaths in, you start to release any tension in your body, in your being. So we can have, by the way, that exercise was taught to be one of my mentors, Dr. Mark Waldman. Mark is a neuroscientist, and I call him doctor. I'm not sure if he's a PhD or not, but he's a doctor to me.
To you.
Yeah, he's written about 14 books, but it's all on mindfulness. So Mark Waldman taught me that exercise. It's really a good exercise to get yourself present in the moment and get yourself right here, right now. See, you know, I've coached individuals for over 21 years now. And what I found is that individuals that come to me and they're really concerned about their future, right? They're usually stressed out. People that come to me and they're worried, you know, they're thinking about the past, what could have, should have, would have been. They're depressed, okay? Well, neither place is where we want to be. We want to be right here if we're going to generate and create money, right? So that's step one. We got to get present.
So let me ask you this. What stops people from having money? Because as I said at the beginning of the show, that really the number one question is, you know, I've read all the books, I've meditated, I've gone to seminars, but I still don't have money. What would you say to listeners?
Okay, I'm going to say the first thing that comes that we have to realize is the principle that creates wealth, okay? Wealth is only generated with productivity. It's only generated with productivity. Okay, so, you know, and I have a nonprofit called Stars of Courage. In that nonprofit, we bring life coaches to people that are living in the poverty or low income. And I'm saying this because a lot of times we have government programs that are giving individuals food, money, shelter, clothing, that type of thing, right? And which that in alone, without a balanced mentoring and coaching program to help people lift themselves out, right, or some training, you're going to create generational poverty ongoing. Because when you give away money, when you give people stuff, right, people that win the lottery, for instance, okay, 90% of them are broke within 5 years because their mind hasn't changed, their thinking hasn't changed. But if you just remember, we have to be productive, all right? So we have to teach people how to be productive. And it's, you know, it's easy to say, and it's like, well, you know, somebody's listening right now, I'm productive, you know. But you have to be productive in the right way. So I work with a lot of individuals that have what I call this. I would say it's the biggest disease of our time, multitasking, okay?
Oh, yes.
They're multitasking here. You know, they're on the internet. They're on the phone. They're on their tablets. They're on, you know, they've got 10 different projects they're doing. If you're doing that, you're not creating wealth. So you have to stop, okay? First is meditate, get clear, quiet your mind. Second step is stop, slow down to succeed. You have to slow down to succeed. You have to stop doing all these things. And you have to get clear with, you know, I always like people, you know, it depends on where you are. Some people need to go out and just get a job. Okay. If you haven't been an entrepreneur, you're not going to be an entrepreneur for a while. You need to be productive and work for somebody else. Okay. Other people, it's like if you have the discipline to be an entrepreneur, that's great. But the discipline includes being focused and not trying to take on too many things and having good boundaries and being in self-control. Right. So we have to control our minds, the negative thinking. Right. We have to control what we eat and we put in our bodies. We want to put in healthy things. We have to be self-disciplined to be able to exercise. Okay. All these things contribute to creating wealth, a balanced wealth.
Okay, Ken, let me ask you this. So when people are meditating, are they meditating on more abundance or attracting more wealth? I know I'll get emails. Yeah. So what are they doing? Are they just...
That's great.
Quieting their minds. So specifically, what are they thinking of meditating on?
Okay. You want to stop thinking in meditation. Stop thinking. Okay. You want to be in meditation. Think of it this way. You have a thought and then you have another thought. You want to be able to fall into the gap between the two thoughts. And you want to become the observer of the thoughts, not the thoughts themselves anymore. And eventually what we find in meditation and when we learn to still the mind, is that as the mind quiets, the breathing quiets, the body quiets. And that is when you start to hear your own soul, your intuition. A lot of women have pretty developed intuition, right? Because they have a connection, right? They have a connection with the soul. And so, it, you know, but sometimes it's undeveloped intuition. They might have, you know, intuition first starts, it's a gut feeling. And I'd say that's kind of undeveloped intuition. We have these gut feelings, but eventually it moves up to higher realms in our chakras, into the heart chakra, into the throat chakra, and into the higher realms. Meditation helps us develop intuition. We start to be able to hear the still silent voice that says, go left, even though we want to go right, or stop, even when we want to go. And when we start to pay attention to those thoughts, like Albert Einstein said, all I want to know are those thoughts, then our life, we start to bring more wisdom into our world. So that's the superconscious mind. The conscious or the subconscious mind is what we're talking about with affirmation. Now, we do want to program the subconscious mind over and over again with some amazing affirmations. And I'll give you an example.
Okay, give me an example.
I'm going to give you an example from one of Yogananda's books called Scientific Healing Affirmation. But you can make your own affirmations up. You don't have to follow any prescription for this. But I just happen to like his because we're talking about money today. So his is, thou art my father, success and joy. I am thy child, success and joy. All the wealth of this earth, all the riches of this universe belong to thee. I am thy child. Now here's where everybody gets stuck. The wealth of earth and universe belong to me. I lived in thoughts of poverty and wrongly fancied I was poor. So I was poor. Now I am home. Thy consciousness had made me wealthy, made me rich. I am successful. I am rich. Thou art my treasure. I am rich. I am rich. So that is, in the way I like to say those affirmations, is we say them out loud three times, we whisper them three times, and then we mentally chant them until we feel them in the essence of our being. Okay? So we're programming that subconscious mind so that it starts when we wake up, we might be, you know, that's one when I have negative thoughts, that's one I've memorized that I just gave to you. I just start chanting that, right? It just comes out.
Yeah.
And then everything goes away, and I reconnect with that state of consciousness that's a lot higher than those negative thoughts.
And so for listeners who might just be mired in and might have just astronomical debt, they can begin to meditate to calm their minds. They can begin to speak out the affirmations that will really shift and impact the subconscious mind. And then are they developing a consciousness of wealth? And then that consciousness will attract money to them. How does that work?
Well, I love that. I love that thought. You know, our thoughts do attract.
Okay.
Okay. Our thoughts attract, even negatively or positively. And I would challenge you to go try it today. Think some really negative thoughts. Be really down, right? And then walk into your family and start telling them about that. I guarantee you'll shift them most likely into your negative thinking. Okay, you can also do it the other way. Okay, and we can also. I want to say this. I did. I work with a fellow who is a monk for 20 years. Right. And this fellow is all about the mind and consciousness. In fact, him and I are putting on a retreat in Ecuador 2017 in March. So we have a spiritual retreat we're going to be doing. And he's all about, and he taught me this. He said, you know, if you use the science of kinesiology, and you can muscle test, right? You can muscle test how far your influence goes out in the world.
Wow.
And I said, wow, that's interesting. And he said, so think of a negative thought. And I thought about it. Right. And we can do this. We've tested this on a whole bunch of people. OK, your influence goes out maybe, I don't know, 8 feet, 10 feet, 12 feet. It doesn't go out very far. OK, your sphere of influence, you know, it might go out the size of the room. OK, But when you think high-minded consciousness, you know, you're thinking, listen, you know, I love creating wealth. Wealth is part of me. I am a child of the Most High. I love generating, helping people expand their presence and grow their life and be all I can be. You know what? God didn't take me this far to dump me on my head. I'm here to move past these obstacles, to generate wealth, to help others create their wealth. When you start having those thoughts and you start thinking, you can muscle test my muscle. My experience is that goes out tens of thousands of miles just by raising your vibration, your energetic vibration. So we can measure it.
Wow, that's amazing. So what else can listeners do in order to begin to increase their awareness around money, their energy, and bring more cash flow into their lives?
Okay, so first, okay, we gave you some pieces. Okay?
Right.
I'll give you some more pieces. I have a formula I'll give you, okay?
Okay.
This has to be around the goal settings part of this, all right? Because we do need a vision. So we need the vision, you know, what is it that you'd like? So let's say you've generated $5,000 a month before, and now you want to generate $5,000 a month again, and you've that person that fell into transitory poverty, okay? So we would set up a goal, and I would say it in the first person, I am, okay, with a measurable time. So I am generating $5,000 or more by December 1st, 2016 or sooner, okay? So I want a clear goal. Second step is you know, I want to get the purpose. Why am I doing this? Why? I'm doing it because I want to eat, because I want to take care of my children. I want to take care of my family. I want to, you know, why? What's the purpose? So the second step is why. The third step is what am I willing to give or give up to accomplish this goal? All right. Fourth step is the obstacles that may come in the way. You want to ask yourself, what obstacles may I have to overcome to get this? Fifth step is the action step, the strategies. Okay. What strategies do I have to generate this money? It's not going to fall out of the sky. I've got some strategies I got to put into place. And then next, if the strategies don't work, we have to adjust, right? We have to ask ourselves daily, what's working, what's not working, and what can I do to improve? And then the last step, number seven, most important. When I set a goal, I want to ask myself, how is this goal evolving me? Hmm. Is it evolving me? Is it growing me? You know, is it for the highest and best good of myself or others? Because if it's not, maybe it's not the right goal. Okay, now you have that practical way to do it. Now you take that, all right, and you first you meditate. Second, after the meditation, if you still, you know, and commit to, if you haven't ever meditated before, you can, gosh, I don't have a site to give people this, but if they email me, they could, I'll send them my meditation sampler pack. I'm sorry for that, Constance.
Oh, no problem.
But they could email me, let me think of it. Actually, why don't they email you? How's that?
Okay. And then I'll
email you, and then I'll send it to you, and you can deliver it to them. How's that?
Okay, Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. That's great.
That's good, yeah, because I want them to come back to you.
And okay. Then,
and be able to give them that. I'll give you a meditation sampler pack that helps people. It gives you studies from MIT and Harvard of why it's important to meditate. It gives you some guided meditations. Also shows you how to sit in posture. And then gives you also three courses that you can take from different teachers. One is Deepak Chopra, one is Dr. Wayne Dyer, one is Andrew Wilde, and one is Paramahansa Yogananda. So you can make a choice of who you want to learn from to learn how to go deep in meditation that serves you. Okay, that's it. Next is you contemplate. So those goals that I just gave you, okay, you sit down and you start to contemplate how this would work for you today. Right? Just contemplate your goal.
So contemplate means to think, to ponder. Yeah, okay.
Ponder those. Thank you for that. Ponder those goals. Be with those goals. And don't do it one time. You know, so many people will, it's like people go out into the ocean and they dive for abalone, right? And they don't get any abalone. Well, don't blame it on the ocean. You're probably diving in the wrong place, right? We got to be persistent and keep going until we find our goals. So that's, you know, that's the key. And then the next key is kind of obvious, isn't it? It's just about taking action. It's like, you know, it's obvious to take action, but here's the piece that everybody misses. I sat here this morning. I was introduced to a fellow that had an organization that it generates about $600 million a year. And I sat there for about 10 minutes looking at his card thinking, man, what am I going to say to this guy? But I was recommended to him to call him, right? So I went, okay, just got to do it. So I did I did the worst first. I picked up that phone and made that phone call, right? And got his secretary, okay? You know, I didn't get him direct, but I did what I need to do, right? If he doesn't call back, you know, I'll pick up the phone again and call him again because, you know, it's somebody I need to meet. So we all have to do those things that are going to evolve us and grow us, and it is usually the worst first. When you do that, everything else is easy.
And so would you say that when they're in the meditation, just quieting their minds, that's when God would download to them, start this business, or they may hear a whisper or feel an intuition on the inside, write this proposal, or this is the solution to the issues at work. Is that what's happening when people are meditating? Are they receiving downloads that would bring more wealth to them?
Yes and yes. Yes and yes. So here's you know, it's like when you're tuned in to the superconscious mind,
yeah,
that's the mind of unlimited. Everything is there. Think about this. Where did all the ideas come? Okay, to create. Where did Steve Jobs' ideas come from? Okay?
Yeah.
Where did the ideas come from to create the dams around the United States, or build the Eiffel Tower, or you know, the Eiffel Tower is a great story. You know how that happened. If you Google that and read some of these stories, it all came from the superconscious mind. Don't you ever look on TV and you see these new gadgets and you're like, how did this ever happen?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's where it's coming from. People are tuning in. But if you're not tuning in, you're not getting what you need. So for me, I will say this unequivocally. Every powerful idea, thought comes in meditation or after meditation.
But you're so right, after meditation, right? Because sometimes with me, after I meditate, it may come later,
right,
as I'm driving or something.
Yeah, exactly, right? So we kind of, you know, I'm not sure, you know, here's the challenge. People are listening to this, but will you take action around this?
Yeah.
Will you, you know, I'm going to give you some gifts here in a minute. And, you know, will you actually go to the website and get the gift? I already gave you one. You email Constance, so you're going to get my meditation sampler. But I am going to give you another one. And will you take action? I'm not sure. So before I give you that, I want to say this one other thing. I wrote a book. It was called Ask and You Will Succeed.
I love that title.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, I wrote it because I had a lot of clients that were asking all the wrong questions, and they were getting the wrong answers. And, you know, most people have 60,000 thoughts a day, and why? They have the same 60,000 thoughts tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. That's what social scientists tell us, right? Why is that? Well, I thought about that. And I thought, you know, most people are just, you know, caught in habit. And if you're just, you know, showing up with your same routine day in and day out, you know, you're just having the same thoughts around that. Most of us, though, want to break those habits and be free. We don't want to be slave to our habits, especially our disempowering ones. We want to be free. Well, the only way to free ourselves, we have to ask some new questions and take some new actions. So I wrote the book, Asking You Will Succeed, and you can get it on Amazon. It's a number one overall bestseller. You can get that on Amazon, and I encourage you to, because in 35 different categories of life, it gives the questions to tap into the superconscious mind and get the downloads, and get the question and the answers to your greatest questions. But if you don't have your greatest questions, how do you get the answers?
So true. And so one thing that you really, emphasize is that people can stop chasing money and actually have abundance. Cause we know people are working two or three jobs. They just, you know, because God created us to be abundant. So how can people stop chasing money and begin to take the time to do some of the things that you've shared and really manifest abundance? What does that look like?
I love that. Here, let me give you a couple ideas.
Okay.
If you're working three jobs right now, or if you're working two, or you're in a job that is not, you feel like you want to quit every day. Okay. There's a couple pieces there. First of all, I think is an attitude adjustment for some of you. Okay. So it's like, you know, my prayer is, God, don't change my circumstances, change me. Okay. Yeah. So you got to shift the attitude. But if you've already done that, you show up with a good attitude. Then the next step is to write down your gifts, your talents, and your abilities. Get clear with what those skill sets are that you already have. You already possess them. And then you start asking new questions. You know, if I was courageous, what would I do? What would somebody like me do? You didn't even have to put it on you. If you know, with somebody like me, with all these gifts and talents and abilities, what would they be doing? You know, you can ask, what would be the highest and best for someone like me that has all these gifts, talents, and abilities? And there's another piece, okay? I forgot to include your hobbies in that, because sometimes you just love doing things. Some people love to travel. Some people love to write blogs. Some people love to talk and, you know, speak, right? So if, you know, write out what it is you love to do, all right? And, you know, most people are fighting for their limitations. And what I mean by this is that they would rather convince themselves that they can't do something than try something new. So it's like if you're, let's say you're somebody that wants to be a speaker, okay? You're like, well, I got three jobs. How could I ever do this? The mind goes to that. You say, no. I'm setting up the goal. You set up that big goal the way I taught you earlier in this presentation. You set up the goal to be the speaker. You get clear with your purpose. You get clear with all those steps, right? And then you start to take action steps towards that. Listen, will it happen overnight? Some of you will. It happens instantly. I've shifted people with my programs in less than 2 weeks, and they are generating $5,000, $10,000. I had one guy come in, and he generated in 2 weeks $350,000. So those programs work, but it has to do with the right questions that you need to ask. It has to do with you getting in touch with who you are as a being and why you are here. And you start taking, you know, stop fighting for your limitations. Start fighting for the fact that you are an amazing being. You are powerful beyond measure. You have more power in your thumb than you need to light New York City. Okay, you got all those little atoms in there. So, you know, you are much more powerful than you are. And there's a part of you that has to believe that.
Yeah.
And here's the part that I think I'll just share that I think was a major shift for me. Maybe it'll shift some of you. I grew up in a beautiful home with a lot of toxic people. And they didn't mean to be toxic. They were just, you know, they were raised that way from their parents, and they thought the parenting skills that they had were the best ones. They were right about everything, you know. But what I didn't realize is that, you know, God loves me. God loves me. Imagine if you could just go to that place, no matter what your background, how challenging it's been, you know, everybody's out there seeking love somehow. But what if you already knew that God has your back, that everything that was brought to you right this moment, right here, right now, is for your highest and best, and that you were deeply loved. I challenge you right now to be with that for 7 days. God loves me. Everything is for my highest and best good. My challenges, I have the power to overcome every obstacle. Just be with that for 7 days. And if you'd like a little more information about what I do with soul and money, I want to give you a free gift. I told you I would. So if you go to soulandmoney.com/gift, I give you an audio program. It's about an hour. I did an interview such as we're doing right now that really goes into other aspects of the money game. And so it's soul, S-O-U-L, N as in now, soul in money, M-O-N-E-Y. It's not and, it's N, soulandmoney.com/gift. And that free gift will be there for you. And, you know, you'll register, you'll be in touch with me. I'll be able to send you out some additional information on changing your money thinking. And so I hope you'll take me up on that because it's a great gift.
You know, you were talking about knowing how much God loves you. I have this mantra that I just meditate on and just soak in. I'm deeply loved, highly favored, and richly blessed. Oh. And of course, I stay in that. I'm deeply loved by God. I'm highly favored, and I'm richly blessed. And so when I live in that, Ken, and for listeners, and you have to get whatever resonates with you, when I live in that, it really shifts who I am on the inside, and it really helps my faith to believe for whatever my desires are or whatever my needs are for that particular day, week, month, etc. And so you guys know, like you can, I filed bankruptcy twice. I was learning my lessons. And so around money and around wealth, but just me meditating on that, deeply loved, highly favored, and richly blessed. I stay in that. And then, as Ken says, you know, during the course of the day, I may get a download, contact this person, do this, write a proposal for this, etc. And so these are all principles. Ken, would these principles work for anybody who will work them?
Again, what I would say is this. When the subconscious, conscious, and superconscious methods are combined, success is certain.
Yeah. That's so encouraging.
Yeah. It is encouraging. And it, you know, that that is what I know from my mentor, right? This is what I know from my mentor. I'm passing along experience, life experience to you. That works, and it doesn't work one time. By the way, I've helped countless individuals. I've been doing this 21 years. Countless individuals shift from disempowering thinking to powerful thinking, from lack and limitation and no money flowing in their life to abundance, multiple streams of income coming into their lives, from a place of disempowering relationships and disempowering communication to connecting. Communication where people honor each other and love each other and connect deeply. Now, this is really important in business, but it's most important in your own life. How do you speak to yourself, right? Some of you, when you go down, you know, the challenges come, do you start cussing and swearing? You get angry, you get upset. Listen, I used to do all that, but I found the secret, okay? I don't do that anymore at all. Zero zip. It's gone. And the secret was what we gave you today, okay? There are no secrets because I gave it all to you today. If you want to listen to this, oh, you know, a few times, this is very rich in content. What we both shared with you is very rich in content. And if you listen to this time and time again, when I went to Tony Robbins and I worked with Tony, Tony taught me one thing that I never forgot. He said, repetition is the mother lode of skill. Okay, repetition is a mother load of skill, right? Mother load. It's the big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you repeat this over and over again, you listen to this, allow this to sink in, you will shift. And some of you need to shift right now. You have to stop doing things the way you've been doing them. Because you have to stop thinking the way you've been thinking and doing what you've been doing. Because if you don't, things will continue to remain the same.
So true. Well, Ken, I just want to thank you for being so generous with listeners all over the globe. And for all my listeners, I'm going to strongly encourage you. Some of you have been praying, crying, seeking, searching. Well, this is God speaking through Ken to you. This is your opportunity. So I'm going to strongly encourage you to go to that website, that link that he shared with you, and just take advantage of it. He is living the life. He is Exhibit A for you to take a look at. And I always say universal laws will work for anyone who will work them. And Ken, I just appreciate your generosity and your kindness toward my listeners, number one, in sharing the knowledge that you have, but also these wonderful free gifts.
Well, thank you again for sharing this with your audience and doing the work you're doing. And that website, one more time, is soulinmoney.com/gift. And I hope you'll take me up on that, because that can shift some people's lives today in a very positive way. And you'll be sending me testimonials like so many other people have done. Hey, Ken, my money issues are no longer here. And I'll just finish really quick with that story. I had a fellow I've been working with for a few months. Mm-hmm. And he was really stubborn, man. He was just convinced that he wasn't going to make any money. And he had made money in the past, but he was convinced life had turned against him. He was destined to be poor and broke. And we turned that all around. And he wrote me just last week and said, Ken, it's all turned. It's all shifted. I'm saving money. I've got a new job. My business, my entrepreneurial business is flourishing. My relationship is on fire. It's all aligned. And he said, it's because of the principles that I learned from working with you. So
amazing story.
I just love those stories, because they happen time and time again. But again, you have to be open and receptive, right?
So. Well, Ken, I said prior to the recording, I wanted to personally thank you for what you have done and what you continue to do to shift and change the lives of people globally. And I just want to say thank you, and that you are a gift of God to the universe.
Thank you for that. I receive that, and in gratitude. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, everybody, once again, this is Constance Arnold. And as I say every week, I love you, and you know God loves you. And what's my new mantra? 2016 is the best year of my life. Today is the best day of my life. And everybody, have a great week, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.